Hi, welcome to This or That, the show where we, the desperate for attention, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Chris and Joshua. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach inside the jar, pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is, every time you're on the phone, you hear porn in the background, or every screen you look at, you see a watermark of porn. I want to expand this from talking on the phone, because how often do people really talk on the phone?
Hardly ever. Not going to lie.
So I think it could be every time you hear any sort of media and talk on the phone.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
So anytime you communicate electronically with the voice. So you're watching television, you're listening to music, there's porn sounds in the background. Do you feel like that's too broad? I feel like it needs to be bigger than talking on the phone.
And the other side was anytime you're looking at a screen, you see
anytime
porn?
Anytime you're looking at a screen, there's always porn in the background. And this is only you that hears it. It's
and
not anybody
it.
Else.
I think that's actually more equal, because I look at a screen a lot more.
Yeah, you're looking at a screen like 8 to 9 hours a day at least.
Right.
You know? So I'm thinking you're listening to music, you can hear porn in the background. You're watching TV, you can hear porn in the background. You're on the phone, you're hearing porn in the background. You're on YouTube, porn in the background.
Okay, so the question really is, do we want to hear it or do we want to see it?
Do we want to hear it or do we want to see it? Because if we see it, it's silent.
Okay.
Right.
So there you go. And this could be...
Do we choose the porn?
No. No, it's a mishmash of anything. It could be super raunchy. It could be nasty.
Oh, God. So
it can have things
German,
happening. Exactly.
Oh,
German
bad
porn.
News.
It could be from
it has
Omaha.
All sorts of people
news.
Yeah, doing all sorts of things with all sorts of other people that are 18 and older.
I say it's nothing illegal then?
Nothing illegal, no. There's
okay,
not like
good.
Animals or children or anything.
Animals are not illegal in a lot of places, but let's rule them out.
I'm going to say animals are off limits.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're not in Alabama. Like, it's cool.
Yeah. So, and then the same with the hearing. It could be anything. They could be saying anything. It could be the really boring part of the plot when, like, the cable guy comes and the girl's like, oh, our cable isn't working. Won't you come inside? I haven't seen that video, but I bet it exists.
I don't have a way to pay you. How will we?
Oh no!
How will we ever?
I lost my checkbook.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The checkbook.
Yeah.
Checkbook.
You know, you lost your checkbook.
It could be 1987 porn.
You don't know.
I lost my checkbook a while ago. I don't know where it is.
Does anyone have a checkbook?
You might be in a porn.
My life is a porn?
You might be in a porn right now.
Is somebody watching me?
Are you having sex?
Well, we said it could be the non-sex parts.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so it could be
that's where the cable guy comes in.
I feel like I've been having the non-sex parts of porn for a really long time now.
It's been your life living the non-sex parts of porn.
Yeah. I feel like I've reached my quota. Of non-sex
poorly dressed part. People acting badly,
yes.
having
and so,
inane conversations.
Okay. When I'm seeing this, you said it's watermarked, so I can still see the content I am actually looking for.
Yeah, but it's like a third of the intensity of whatever you're looking at.
Okay, so I can still work on an Excel spreadsheet. Seeing porn in the cells at like a
you're
lower
just
transparency or something. Or
pumping
opacity.
And pumping everywhere.
Oh
yeah.
Jesus!
Whoa. That got no. specific.
What does it look like if I'm watching porn?
It's just like
double
vision,
porn.
Man.
Just pornception?
Double porn all the way.
It's almost
what
triple
does it mean?
Porn.
Yeah.
I'm thinking right off the bat, I'm thinking since I'm a more of a visual guy, I think I'd go audio. Because like I spend a lot of time looking at a screen as part of my job. I don't want to be looking at porn the entire time. Like, you're talking about, like, Shit, I probably look at a screen like 10 hours a day.
I think I might be going the other way.
Oh, talk to me. Tell me all about it.
I'm really bad at filtering out sounds that I don't want to hear.
Okay.
Like, if I'm talking to someone and there's something going on in the background, I cannot focus.
Hmm.
But I feel like I can cut through visual noise pretty easily and just focus on whatever I need to focus on.
Oh, man. I think I'm the exact opposite.
Danielle?
Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind this could be, like, another conversation happening behind your conversation if it's audio.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I'm saying. I can't filter that. I'm bad at that.
Wait, another conversation? I thought this was only, like media.
Like a conversation on the phone, like a client phone call, or...
Yeah, like you're on the phone with a client, you're on the phone with your boss, you're on the phone with your mom.
Us recording this podcast over Skype right now?
Yeah.
But we're also looking at a screen right now, so we'd be looking at porn.
Unless we chose the other one.
Well, it would depend on what you chose.
I mean, we're either... this is tough.
So yeah, I mean, thinking about recording this podcast, I could not concentrate on trying to say something stupid intentionally.
Right.
If I was also hearing porn, but I think I could still do it if I was looking at the screen.
Is that what the porn you watch sounds like, Chris?
What porn? What are you talking about? Were you hearing something?
No. Never.
This is tough. I would still say I still feel like audio. Well, okay. What do you think you'd be desensitized to first?
Well, it's gonna vary.
Is
like
it?
The sounds that people are making and the visuals that you're going to see. I mean, in as much as there are an infinite amount of things that could be happening on the screen.
That is true.
I mean,
see, I think again you go visual for the desensitization.
Really?
Yeah, because there's going to be some level of setup. You're going to see what's about to happen before it happens. Like, if the audio that plays is just suddenly some really hardcore BDSM stuff, you're never getting used to that. Like, it's going to catch you off guard every time.
but, like, what does hardcore BDSM sound like in... Is that all that different from just, like, regular sex?
I don't know, actually. I actually do not know. So.
Like, regular sex plus, like... some whipping or something.
Well, a lot of BDSM doesn't even involve sex.
Exactly. It just be
but
like
that's still porn though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's still, you know, you can be naked and that sort of thing, but a lot of it doesn't
wait,
actually
you can
involve
be
like
naked?
Intercourse. I know, right? Could you imagine?
Wait, we're talking about things you can be naked for?
I know, like showering.
What?
Also porn.
Yeah.
Showering is porn. When
I
shower,
showering,
it's porn.
It immediately made me think of Clerks the Animated Series and
oh,
Randall's Showering Asians
so
magazine.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay, Joshua, watch a plethora, a cornucopia of movies.
In theaters, yes.
In theaters. In public.
Yes.
If you picked visuals every time you went and saw like a children's, like when you went and saw Zootopia, you'd be watching.
That was
porn.
A while ago. I saw Angry Birds recently.
Okay. You were watching Angry Birds. Okay. Honestly, I'd rather watch porn than Angry Birds, but
really who wouldn't?
Seriously.
Who
but okay.
Wouldn't?
You were watching Angry Birds with a bunch of children and porn,
but they can't see it.
They can't see it, but you're in a public place. Like, you're sitting watching porn with children.
No, I'm not. They can't see it, and I know that.
But you're watching porn with them.
I'm also watching Angry Birds. I could see the Angry Bird, or I could see the porn through the Angry Birds, or vice versa.
I don't know. That seems like you go see, what, a couple of movies a week?
Yeah, a couple movies a week.
That's a lot of porn.
And doesn't that get a little bit fun? Like, you're hearing Bill Hader as... the red angry bird, and you're seeing porn? Like, that's...
I'm going to add, too, in case anybody forgot, this includes hentai. So there could be fucking tentacles coming at you.
Tentacle porn.
Well, in that case, then I want to hear it, because I can't understand it anyway.
Right. And it just sounds like a moist, like, sponge hitting a counter.
But I think overall, I am still going see it versus hear it.
Really?
Yeah. I have seen so many horror movies and such, and I can just, you know, it just doesn't even affect me if it's on a screen. I can just look past it.
Okay, Joshua, do me a favor. Estimate how much time you look at a screen on a given day right now.
Well, I mean, 8 hours at work.
Right.
Not before I go to work. So probably 10 to 11 hours.
What? No, it's got to be more than that. You don't watch TV when you get home?
We go to bed really freaking early.
Oh, that's right.
He comes home, he makes dinner, he sits on the couch, we have the TV on, but he's on his phone at the same time.
But the phone counts.
The phone counts.
The phone would count, yeah.
So
every time you look at your phone, every time you play whatever it is that you play.
What is that game? Battle Royale or something?
Clash Royale. You're gonna be looking at porn.
Through whatever I'm playing. Porn is not the number one thing.
I feel like audio would be so much easier to ignore. I don't know.
Maybe I don't know.
I think I'm ready to chime in now.
The visuals are easier.
Oh yeah, Danielle. Sorry, Danielle. What are you?
No. I've just been soaking it all in. So I gotta say, Joshua, I'm with Chris on this.
What?
Yeah.
So
this is unprecedented.
I think, right? I am going to try to convince you guys. A few years ago, I'm sorry to cut you off, Danielle.
No, go right ahead.
A few years ago, they came out with this Avengers parody porn. And somehow Danielle and I stumbled upon a review of it online that we
amazing
watched. A video review of it.
Well, sure.
And it had tons of clips of the movie, but non-pornographic clips.
Yeah.
And it was just on YouTube or whatever.
That's too bad.
I think I'm just going to take that video and superimpose it over, I don't know, Toy Story.
Oh,
and
no.
I will send it to you guys. We can see what is.
But I don't want that.
If you could still pay attention to it. To the Toy Story that's going on.
That one's kind of interesting, too, because it has the dearly departed China as She-Hulk, and she's completely green. Everybody's in superhero outfits.
Oh, my God. I think I've seen some of that. Oh.
Including the naughty bits?
Some of the naughty bits. Not the whole thing.
I just remember you saying something about when we were watching it, like, there were some plot points that you're like, oh, that's a good plot point. They should have had that in the movie.
Like in the real Avengers.
Like in the real Avengers. Like, that was smart, man. They should have done that.
Where Thor's jackhammering Iron Man. Like, they should have had that.
You know I'd pay to watch that.
Yeah,
okay,
you
so
would.
Anyhow, Danielle, I cut you
No,
off.
you would definitely watch Captain America, you know, fisting Iron Man, definitely.
Holy shit.
You know, giving it to him.
I have no comment.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. See, Danielle,
anyway.
With that mental image alone means you can't speak. So you have to go audio.
I'm going audio. Besides the fact that Captain America and Iron Man would never be in a porn, but on top of that, I would be really distracted. It would be really tough for me to focus. Yeah, I'm on a computer probably about the same, or on a screen of some sort, about the same amount of time as Joshua, maybe a little bit less. I'm looking at the Nook reading comics as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think
that seeing Captain America fist Iron Man is less distracting than hearing Captain America fist Iron Man.
No, because all you're hearing is, like, somebody grunting. Like, you don't know what's going on, but when you see Captain America fisting Iron Man, it's like, oh, that's Captain...
That's Captain America fisting Iron Man.
Like, I need to pay attention to that. Like, whether I want to or not...
I mean, there might be, think about it, like with television, whenever you're in a room where there's television and there's motion happening, you're always drawn to that motion.
Exactly.
So if you're in Excel, if you're in like a static program where you're just entering, like doing data entry, or you're in Photoshop, or you're in something where, you know, you're moving things around, but it's not television, it's going to be very difficult to focus on what you're doing because there's going to be all this action in the background. And I feel like it's going to distract you from whatever it is you're trying to do.
Because Iron Man's getting fisted by Captain America.
You just have to say that like 25 more times.
The reason I still am sticking by it is because in the media player that I use, VLC, you can actually overlay it and turn down the opacity, and I've watched movies like that while I've been doing work, and I can do it.
With porn?
Not with porn.
Are you lying?
I am not lying.
So you just make it your screen size, and then you make it
Yeah, and you can just see through the movie, and the mouse works on the window behind it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I couldn't do that.
Oh man,
Maybe it wasn't VLC, but you can do that with certain programs, and
I'm gonna
try
that.
And I can. I was able to work.
I don't think I would be able to do that very well. Like, I think I'd just be looking at what's happening. Maybe if I'd seen it before a bunch of times and I could tune it out, but yeah, no, I'd much rather have just like random sex noises in the background than like actual things happening. Because I'm going to want to pay attention to the things.
It would suck because, you know, you'd never just be able to listen to a song without hearing weird stuff in the background, but 8 times out of 10, I'm singing along and I can't really hear it anyway.
Right.
So I'd be able to adjust, but when it comes to anything else, and then with TV, you could kind of tune it out as just, you know, background noise, but just seeing the visual, and especially for me, like, I, in my office, we don't really have other media going. We're at our desks, and we don't have music, and nobody watches TV, YouTube, whatever, because it's an open space. It's not like I have my own office where I can just have whatever I want on the screen and have a movie going all day long. Like, I know Joshua will, you know, play TV or movies while he's working. Like, that's not something that I do. And so I wouldn't, you know, I don't know. I'd rather have the noise. I'd rather just not have to worry about it.
Now,
because then I'm just, like, looking at a screen doing stuff in a bunch of programs and I have this porn distracting me.
Right.
Now, when we choose one of these two things, which one ruins your sex life faster? Because they're both going to eventually desensitize you to actually having sex. So which one ruins that first?
I would think the visual.
Visual, definitely.
Because everybody makes different noises and different things make different noises, but that doesn't take the sensation and the away from seeing other things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay. And doing other things. So I'm going noise all the way. Everything's going to sound like that one part of Rocket Queen. And there's that girl.
That part,
What's that Nine Inch Nails song where there's the lady having a good time in the beginning?
Having a good time.
Having a good time.
Closer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There you go.
So Joshua,
I was thinking of the chorus, but I was like, that can't be in the title.
No. So you're still thinking visual, Joshua?
I'm thinking visual. I think that it would, although it would probably ruin my personal life, it would be easier to, certain aspects of my personal life.
I was about to say, you don't have a personal life.
You're right. I still think that I could function with that going on.
I could not. That'd be too distracting. I'd want to watch the porn. Like, my eyes would be drawn to the porn.
Yeah.
I'd never get anything done.
Ever. All right, you're outvoted. Sorry, buddy.
But, tsh.
I will just live with knowing I'm right.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed porn, audio or visual. Which would you choose? You can email us at tiertpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at tiertpodcast, come visit us on Facebook under This or That Podcast. Just use hashtag Iron Fist. Have a great idea for a topic? Tell us about it on Facebook. Send us an email. However you want to get in touch with us, we're happy to hear. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends. Do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.